Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Let's start just as we're just to get ourselves like a little running start. Just a reminder that on Kuf Tes Amud Beis, so we're discussing the Shita of Reuven Gamliel about the that when you have a katana and a gadola. So if you have a katana and gadola both married to two brothers. And the husband of the gadola passes away. So what do you do? So the Yezer said, so we just teach it to do miyun. Right? We teach the katana to do miyun because, again, her marriage is midirabanan, the marriage of the gadola was midiraisa. So if you have, she does miyun, so then now the yibum can take place. Gamliel says no. He says, you know, if she wants to, she then fine. If not, wait until she gets older. And then when she gets older, she can, when she gets older, now she'll become a full-fledged marriage, and the other sister can just go free, because she'll be achos ishto. And at which point, now they both have the rights to marriage, they're two sisters, but we know the rule in general, two sisters married to two brothers, when one of the brothers passes away, so the other sister is just, a patura from Yibum. So the Gemara asked, "What was the svara of Reuven Gamliel?" And kind of asked this question: is it that she gets, you know, as she gets older, automatically that marriage becomes full fledged deraisa marriage, or do we say no? They wait, and then when they wait, it's considered. You know, then he has tashmish with her, and then at that point they become fully married. The assumption, three lines from the bottom of the page, was that Rav would be of the opinion, or one of the opinions at least, was that Rav holds ibal in ilo baal lo. Right? If you have tashmish, this husband and the katana, and then she becomes a gadola, they have tashmish at that point. They become fully married midarais. And if not, though, then that marriage is never fully. Fully classified as a deraisa marriage. So the Gemara is questioning that assumption. So if you go three lines in the bottom and Kuf Tesim Abeis, the Gemara says, "V'savar Rav ibal in ilo baal lo." Is that true that Rav really holds that if they have tashmish, then she becomes fully his wife, but if not, then not? Va'itmar. But we have the following case: Katana shalom miyana v'yigdila, Katana who never did miyun, right? And then she becomes a gadola. V'amda v'nisis, and then she goes to marry a different man. What happens to Rav? Amar ain't a tzricha get misheni. Rav says she doesn't need to get from the second man because she's fully married to the first guy. Shmuel Amar tzricha get misheni. Shmuel says no. If she goes and does nisuin with another man, she talking needs to get from the second person. So the Gemara says, "My love, the low ball." Isn't the case where they never had tashmish, and nevertheless, Rav is of the opinion that once she gets older, she would not need to get from the second man because by getting older, her first marriage is now finished off and considered a full marriage. Why is low the ball? No, the case is that the reason why ain't tzricha get misheni, she doesn't need to get from the new man, is because the assumption is that she attaches with the, it's a case where she attaches with her husband once she became a gadola. Okay, why says okay, fine. But eat the ball if she taka had attaches with the new husband with the original husband. My time of the Shmuel, then why does Shmuel say that she needs to get from the second man? She had tashish with the first guy, with her original husband, so then what should even be the possibility of needing to get from the second man? She's fully married to the first man. So the Gemara said that Shmuel holds kasavar kol abol adas kiddushin harishonin hubol. No, the answer is that Shmuel holds that whenever a person has, when a couple has tashish, it's always with the assumption based on the original relationship. And since when they were originally married, she was a katana, so the tashmish they have when she becomes a gadola wasn't like, oh, now you're a gadola, now we're going to have tashmish, and now we're officially married. No, he's just kind of relying on his original relationship with her, and therefore it has no, there's no official capacity there, and therefore even Shmuel would agree that even if they had tashmish when she was a gadola, she can still requires get from the second man because he's just kind of relying on his original relationship with her. So that's where we got up the last time. So the Gemara says, "V'hal pligi b'achara zimna." I thought the truth is, I think Rav and Shmuel already had this machlokas. Why did Mar read the following case? Kitcha al tanai v'kinsa. Let's say, right, we always talk about they did kiddushin, and nitzu in very different times. they would do it a year apart, right? So let's say they did Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin was done with the condition. Rashi says, Kichal Tanai, last of the wide lines in Rashi, the fourth line down the page, She'ein Aleh Nedarim or Mumin. He says, Ahariyah Mekadeshesli Amanas, that you haven't taken any Nedarim, or Ahariyah Mekadeshesli Amanas, that you don't have a Mum. You don't have any type of blemish in your body. Okay? So he made Kiddushin with that Tanai. Then, Vikinsa Stam, he just marries her, right? He marries, does Nisuin afterwards without any stipulations at all. Rashi says, Vikinsa Stam, Ba'achakach, Nimsu ala Nedarim. And then it turns out, no, actually, I made a nether, you know, I always stand during Chazar Shoshats, whatever, right? She had made a certain nether that he finds out about, right? So what happens, right? So they had done Kiddushin, Amanas, Al Tanai, that she didn't have any Nedarim. Then he goes ahead and they go, and they do yichud, or they have the chuppah, whatever the examples are of what was considered nisuin. And then afterwards, he finds out that she actually had, you know, basically his tanai was not, you know, being fulfilled. So what happens? So says Rashi, tzricha get. She needs a get in that case. Why? Meaning she's considered like she's fully married. When he could have said she doesn't need to get at all, the marriage never happened. Live or never, the whole thing is a mistake, right? Why debi l'shem kiddushin havai? Because the tashrish that they had was l'shem kiddushin. The yodea haya she'en kiddushin harishonim klum. Because he knows that the first kiddushin was nothing. Let's go back to the Gemara. So go back to the Gemara. We said v'hapli b'charizim de'ab kichal min al tanai v'kin tistam. She did a kiddushin al tanai and then marries her and then finds out, wow, the tanai was not fulfilled. And the condition was not fulfilled. So Rav Amar tzricha get heimenu. Right, Rav says she needs a get. Why does she need a get? Because they got married. Once they got married, the assumption was he was fine. Right, he was good. Right, but Shmuel Amar ain't a tzricha himen a get. Shmuel said, no, I don't need a get. And the question is, why not? Why does Shmuel say you don't need a get in that case? So Rav Amar tzricha himen a get. Rav says you do need a get. Why? Kevin the nisba achuli achle l'tanai. Right, once if he is giving her the get, what does he assume? He assumes that the Tanai, was fulfilled or whatever. The Tanai was chal. Okay, it must be. It was okay. He's not really bothered by it anymore, right? With Shmuel Amar, ain't a tzricha imen a get. She doesn't need to get. Why? The kol boel adas kiddushin harishonim hu boel. Right. This is the same svar we saw in Shmuel before. That Shmuel says, yeah, you know why he doesn't need to get? Meaning why the marriage is not really a marriage? Because he's going forward, continuing with his assumption from the beginning. I must be. She doesn't have any nedarim. And then it turns out that she did. He says, oh, so the fact that I did Nisuin makes no difference. It doesn't change things. I'm always following based on the original assumption I had, which was that you didn't have Nidarim. If it turns out, and he finds out 5 years later that she had Nidarim, so, okay, so he says, so the whole thing's off, right? Because I was always working on that false pretense with which the pretense with which they originally got married, with the Kiddushin began. So the fact that they have Tashmish more times or a second time, etc., doesn't matter, right? Shmuel says the he's always kind of relying on his original intent, as opposed to Rav. He says no, you don't rely always on the original intent. If they're continuing to live together and doing more things which show that they're married, it shows he doesn't really care about the Tanai, and the Tanai didn't really matter. Okay, so basically the Gemara's question is, so the bottom line is, you already taught me, we already know this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So if I know this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, then I don't need this other Mishnah, right? Which is to teach me the same exact machlokas. If that meaning, why do we care that pligi b'chara zimna? The answer is that if you have, you know, if both cases are teaching me the same exact halacha and the same exact distinction, then one of them is superfluous, right? So if you want to say that this is the pshat in the case, right? And this is how you're going to answer for the whole case to explain that, nah, Rav doesn't really hold, right? Ibali ani lo ba'alo, right? You want to use this explanation, or I say in this case, to say that he's fine. Yeah, Rav does hold that way, and it's not a big deal. Well, then why do you have these two cases both telling me the same thing? So Gemara says tzricha. Okay, you're right. Really, actually, I do need both cases. Then at this point, if you have the little aleph in your Gemara at this point, or some type of note somewhere, you're gonna notice that there's a bach right after the word tzricha, hagos bach, which changes the language here in the Gemara. There's basically two ways to read this Gemara. It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So let's read it just straight in the Gemara, but there's some nuanced differences between the two. So let's just read the way the Gemara has it. Tzricha. So the truth is I need both cases. I mean, I need both the case of of the katana who gets older, right? And I need the case, and to tell me the machlokes Rav and Shmuel in that case, and I need the case of the kiddushin al tanai, and then a nisu and stam. I need to see the sheet of Rav and Shmuel in both cases. I wouldn't learn one from the other. I need each one are different. Why is that? So it says Gemara as follows. So I need both. Why the id marhaki, right? Behahi ka amar Rav mishum di ika tena. Right? Maybe in this case, why does Rav hold, right, that she needs, again, in our case, in this new case, right? We said that they did a kedushin al tanai and then they get married stam. Rav says she needs a get. Right? Rav says in this case she needs a get. Why? Because there was a tanai, right? V'kevin the baal achle la tanai, right? The fact that he goes ahead and he is, you know, together with her, they have tashmish, assuming that that's like a form of now, big discussion to be shown on what's considered nisuin. How do you make nisuin? Is it through yichud? Is it through all? So one of the sounds like in this case, almost sounds like the Gemara is saying that maybe the tashmish itself creates nisuin, which is actually surprising. But let's assume that for a second. So kevin de baal, achle le tanai. Right? It sounds like Rav is saying, oh, when there's a tanai, right? And then he goes, so now we're like, I'm a little worried. But then he goes ahead and he's together with her. Okay, so now achle le tanai. Now the tanai is, you know, must be fulfilled. I'm not so worried. Ava b'ha, right? In the case when there is no tanai, ema moda le shmul. Maybe then he said, you know what? Maybe we do go by the maybe he'd agree with Shmuel, but go by the original assumption. But here, the fact that there's a tanai, and he goes ahead and he marries her anyways. So maybe that's when Rav would say, you know what? It must be his new action makes a big difference. But in a case where there's no tanai, maybe he actually agree with Shmuel. You go by your original assumption. V'iit mar b'ha. But if I would say the opposite case, right? If I would say the other way, and I would just tell the story of, right, of the katana gets older, behach ka'amar Shmuel, and maybe only in that case is the case where Shmuel would say, you know, you go on the original assumptions. Avabahach ema moda de la Rav. But in the other case, maybe Shmuel would agree with Rav. Rashi has a little bit of a different spin on it and spins it around a little bit different, but it's relatively similar, but it's a little bit different. So the bottom line is, Gemara says Tzricha, I need both, right? The bottom line is I need both because both cases teach me something a little bit different. And since they're a little bit unique cases, I need you to tell me in both cases that Rav says you go by what happened now. And Shmuel says I go by my original Kiddushin, the assumption at the time of the original Kiddushin. Fine, Tzricha. So says Gemara, but the Gemara is still not so happy. Umiya Marav, kibol in, ilo ba'lo. Really? But still? Are you still sure that Rav holds that when they have tashmish, then yes, now there's a, you know, now we're, now there's a distinction, right? Now that they have tashmish, and now they're really married, but otherwise not, right? V'haha, hi uvda, we have the following case, a story. Dehava ben Neresh, a place called Neresh. V'ikdisha kishihi katana. It was a case where a man made kiddushin with a woman when she was a katana. V'gadla, and then she got older. V'osve abe kursai. We've had this case before, right? She's going on the marriage bed thing. They would carry her along on this like little carriage thing, and so carrying her on this thing to be, presumably to go get married to do nisuin. There was another man that shows up and he grabs her and does nisuin with her. Okay, a strange case. Okay, and what happened? V'rav Bruna, v'rav Chanan, and this is not like some like bandit. It was like a relatively regular person who took her and did nisuin with her. Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, Tamid de Rav Havu. Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, who were Rav Tamidim, Havu Hasam, Vlohi Tzichu Agita Bibasra. And she didn't require a get from the second man. Right? And what's the problem with that? The fact that they did not require a second. Look at Rashi. Abay Kursaya, says Rashi. Ba'apirion, right? She's on this, you know, canopy thing, or this bed thing. Because Sakadai Dach Keshar Chupos, Shadayan lo bala, right? The assumption is they had not had tashmish, right? Nevertheless, they didn't require a get from the second man, right? The implication being that as long as, even though they didn't have tashmish, alma chalu kiddushay kamai, right? The assumption is, again, we're saying Rabbi says if they had tashmish, so then the second kiddush, the second nisun is nothing. But if they didn't have tashmish, then a new nisun could be possible, right? But here they didn't require a get from the second guy. And clearly the case is, so you had kiddushin, they're going to do nisuin. So they must have never had tashmish. So what? I thought you said Rav holds ibal in, ilo ba'alo. It all depends on whether they had tashmish or not once she became a gedola. So it says the Gemara, now I'm Rav Papa ben Nerish, Minsav Nesive, Vahadir Mosve Abe Kotei. Yeah, well, that's because Nerish, they did things differently. In Nerish, they would have Tashmish first, and then they would go ahead and walk on the camp, you know, on that, you know, with that, you know, carriage thing. So it's just the Mitzvah is different. No, the case is they already had Tashmish, so that's not a kasha. Rav Ashi Amar, who also Shalog Hogan, Levigach Asubo Shalog Hogan. Rav Kinyu Rabbanon the Kedushim Yeh. Rav Ashi says, no, you're right. The Taka hadn't had Tashmish yet, but this is a separate case because he did something totally out of line. He was totally ridiculous what he did. What do? Chazal actually, in that case, they said, you're not married. And even though, technically, according to what Rav had said, you're right, they hadn't had Tashmish yet, this marriage should be Chal, and the Nisun should be real. The Chazal said, no, it's not going to, because you did something so ridiculous and so inappropriate that we removed your Kiddushin. Right? There are certain cases that Chazal can be what's called Afkinu. They can remove the kiddushin. Look at Rashi. V'kaf kinu l'kiddushin minei. Rashi says the kol makadesh tola bedas chachamim. Who every person who gets married relies on the knowledge of the chachamim. The ha kedas Moshe v'Yisrael kamrina. We always say you get married kedash Moshe v'Yisrael. You get married with the knowledge of right Am Yisrael. V'rabbanan amrei the chotef isha mibala lo nihave kiddushin. And the rabbanan would say you grab a woman from her husband and marry her. That doesn't work. Sorry, even though technically. The technical details worth, it's not going to work. Fine. So let's just finish it up quickly. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Tenech the Kaddish Bekaspa. I get if he did it with money. Kaddish Bebiya Maya. He did it with money. Chazal have we have a concept known as, you know, Bezdin, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin can take away your money if they want, right? But with Bia, how they take away your had Bia. So what are you going to do? So answer the Gemara, Shaviva Rabbanon Labi'ilah So Bilas Nos. No, Chazal have that power. They can even make your Tashmish Abilas Nos. That what you did was, it was a Bia that was totally inappropriate. So Amri Vuda Amr Shmuel, Halacha Karabi Eliezer, V'chein Amma Rabbi Eliezer, Halacha Karabi Eliezer. So we talk a pasuk like the other sheet in the Mishnah, which is Melamdin Katana Lamayim. We teach her to make Mion in this case, and that way we don't run into all these problems. We'll stop here. Pick up next tomorrow.